I'm Craig Kenneth, a relationship coach and a psychotherapist. Every relationship is different and every breakup is different. Work with me and you'll get professional help on your situation. And if you're in no contact, focused on personal growth, my workbook series, The Knowledge, will help you make changes like you've never made before. Available now at AskCraig.net. Hi there, I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And today we're going to be talking about what if your ex is delusional? Now, of course, the term or idea of somebody being delusional comes up often, like, oh, do they see things the way they really are? Or then there's delusions of, like,
grandeur.
Yeah. And you know, like, you know, the clinical terminology.
Right.
Where somebody...
But we toss the term around. You're delusional. You know, you think prices on oil and gasoline are going to go down. You're delusional.
Yeah, exactly.
You think this girl is ever going to come back to you. You're delusional.
Yeah.
And I think even when we say it in jest, what we mean is you tend to believe something that isn't true.
Yeah.
Okay?
Or unlikely to be true.
Yeah. And that's a good definition. But that's not strictly the clinical definition.
Yeah. So we got some good research on this today.
Yeah. There is a good deal of research on this. And again, I think you got to just be careful with your terminology.
Okay.
So what is a real honest-to-God delusion?
I have one.
You do?
Yeah. That the handwritten letter would get your ex back.
That really is a delusion. Yes, that really is. And no amount of evidence that I present you to the contrary is going to change your mind.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Okay. A delusion is a fixed belief which is not true. And the reason we say fixed is that it doesn't make any difference what evidence you get that the belief is not true. That's your story and you're sticking to it,
mm-hmm.
Okay? When we say a fixed belief, what we mean is that no amount of evidence contrary to the belief will convince the person who has it that it's not true. A delusion is considered psychotic, okay? Now that means that there's a break with reality. And many different conditions can provoke a break, either brief or long, mm-hmm. with reality. But if it's considered psychotic, it means reality gets lost in the meantime here. All right? So a delusion is considered psychotic, meaning that there is a break with reality. Many delusions are not bizarre, which can make it difficult and time-consuming to understand that there is a reality problem. Okay? Now, when they talk about most people having a delusion, it's not a bizarre delusion. It's something that might sound reasonable under some circumstances. I'm going to give you some examples.
Oh, that sounds good.
Okay? The conditions must be treated with antipsychotic medication, and other modes of therapy can be helpful too, like talking therapy and exploring your world and your life a little bit,
mm-hmm.
okay? But one of the troubles with delusions is they have a way of taking over your life.
Mm.
All right? And I'm going to give you some examples.
Good. That'd be great.
The most common delusion that we come up with dealing with couples and attachment and so forth is the fixed belief that a spouse or romantic partner is cheating. It can get to the point of being delusional. All right. And I've certainly worked with some people who, no matter what you told them, were going to believe that that spouse was cheating.
They're just absolutely convinced of it.
Absolutely convinced.
Regardless of any evidence pointing the
and
other way.
They have taken four or five facts and woven a whole story around it.
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll tell you a perfectly rational sounding story. And sometimes it can take a while to figure out that it's really a delusion.
Mm-hmm.
I remember working with a woman one time who had been married. And of course, it started out right, like they all do. And then after a while, he would push her around and he would hit her and he would do those things. And when he said, "Why don't you want to come back to me?" she said, "Because you pushed me around and hit me." And he said, "I only did that once." And there was no talking him out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Usually, it is a non-bizarre idea. After all, cheating does happen in this world. It would become a bizarre delusion if the person said that the aliens were informing them of their partner's sexual activity.
Yeah.
Right? That
yeah.
would be bizarre.
Yeah.
The rest of it doesn't sound that crazy. So I want to share a few examples of delusions that I've come across over the years.
Okay.
When I worked in the prison, there was a very pleasant, educated, seemingly intelligent man who appeared to be totally sane if you had a brief conversation with him. If you talked with him longer, however, than briefly, he would begin to tell you how he had been poisoned by laundry detergent all of his life, and that ultimately somehow it had landed him in jail. Okay? But he looked perfectly normal to begin with.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I was working in a general psych hospital, I met a woman who came in to be hospitalized because she had a terrible smell about her, she believed. She thought there was some terrible odor coming from her body.
Hmm.
And she was admitted to a psychiatric hospital because she was extremely depressed and spent most of each day showering to the point where her skin was beginning to be damaged.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And there was no possible way to tell her that it wasn't true. Okay. However, after I think she stayed 2 weeks, after a 2 week stay, and she was, you know, treated with apparently the right antipsychotic medication, she was at least willing to consider that maybe this wasn't true. So that was major progress.
Now, I have a feeling that you have some kind of theory behind this.
No.
Really?
No. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely right. Yeah, you're absolutely right. I would bet a week's salary that this woman has a trauma history, a sexual trauma history.
Okay.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
For I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Now, that belief had come to the point where it was psychotic. But would I be surprised to hear that her perpetrator all told her all kinds of weird things like that? No. Okay. Yeah, that would be my theory.
Okay.
I've met several men over the years who had fixed delusions that their wives or partners cheated on them in every relationship they ever had.
Mm.
You know, you've had 6 or 7 major relationships in your life, and always the person cheated on you.
Mm-hmm.
3 times, maybe 4 times max, but when you get to 6.
Yeah, now it just sounds like, come on.
Right.
Unless he was all exclusive with all prostitutes.
Yeah.
Then there may have been a...
But one of the guys had concluded that all women were just weak and could not resist a persuasive man.
Oh.
I said at one point to him, do you remember who you're talking to? Last time I checked, yeah, I once worked with a couple who appeared to be, again, quite reasonable.
Uh-huh.
I was the boss. It wasn't my case, and I stepped in because this case seemed to be stuck. Finally, however, it came to light that the man was expected to walk all over town, and they didn't have a car, or anywhere else, with his eyes cast down on the ground so that he couldn't see any other women.
Wow.
And he was getting angry at his partner, who thought that was perfectly reasonable to tell him that.
Wow.
And when I was reading about this, I saw another terrible case that somebody had written in about. This is a couple who had been married for 20 years, and like for the last 5 years, the woman had a delusion that he was looking at other women.
Mm-hmm.
And he says in the letter that looking at other women really sounded very sexualized, like, you know, having sex with other women.
Mm-hmm.
And so she told him he could only drive to work by a certain route where there weren't any billboards with women on them.
Oh my gosh.
All right. Finally, he persuaded her to get some treatment. And she was treated with the antipsychotics for a period of time. And then decided there was absolutely nothing wrong with her. And she wasn't going back to any of those doctors. And she wasn't taking any of the medication. And he was still driving to work by a crazy circuitous route so as not to go by...
a billboard.
Yeah, a billboard, yeah. A picture of a woman on it. And, you know,
jeez.
To him I would say, you know, you don't have to agree with her. You can say to her that you know that's how she sees it. But you yourself have to hang on to reality and present it to her.
Yeah.
It's not happening. I know what I'm doing in the course of a day, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to act as if it is happening. So I'm going to go to work the regular way, mm-hmm. and you're going to continue to work on understanding that I'm not doing half of what you think I'm doing.
Yeah.
But it sounded like in his desperation to manage to live with this woman, he had kind of, you know, gone along with it.
Wow.
But what a terrible situation. Terrible situation for a family, for a couple.
So bizarre. Yeah. Billboards?
Billboards.
What do you think is on those billboards, lady?
Women. Women. Scantily clad ones, in fact.
Wow. I mean, he could have left her for a billboard. They probably were nicer to him.
They probably, yeah. And more trusting of him.
Yeah.
And I guess she looked reasonably sane in the rest of her life, but not totally. Okay?
It seems so odd to think that somebody would be totally sane about all of the things except for your man being interested in billboards. I mean,
you know, I don't know how reasonable the rest of their life is, but if you meet them initially, they appear to be non-bizarre.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you can see, this kind of condition can turn your life upside down. It often costs people their partner. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
The delusional person has no concept that their belief is not real. So if you're with a boyfriend who insists that you're seeing, you know, three people a week on your lunch hour, there is very little you can do to talk the person out of that belief.
Yeah.
So it can absolutely cost you a relationship, cost you your partner.
Mm-hmm.
And they cannot understand why the other person doesn't see things their way. They have no concept that it's crazy, and they don't understand why you don't see it as well as they do. You mm-hmm. must know what you do. Because they genuinely feel that they are correct, they do not see any need for treatment with medication or psychotherapy. It's very difficult to get them there, but sometimes gentle persuasion will out. But I also think you have to hold the line. I know you think this, but I do not think this, and I am not going to act in accordance with it. Am I, you know, sympathetic to the fact that you do believe it? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to stand up for reality here.
Yeah.
Sometimes if you're persistent, you can make some progress. But overall instructions of how to deal with this, do not try to persuade them with logic that their belief is not real.
Mm-hmm.
They will just get upset and agitated. They are already hurt and confused that no one believes them, like the poor guy who's been poisoned by the detergent all of his life.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't understand why no one has ever believed him.
Mm-hmm.
You can be clear that you do not see things the same way, but you're not going to get into a struggle over it. Remember that this person is not fully in contact with reality, and that's the important thing to remember.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not bizarre, and you may live with this person or spend a lot of time with this person, they're not in contact with reality. So you do not want to provoke them into anything violent. These folks are not known to be violent, but approach them gently and cautiously anyway, and sympathetically. What an awful feeling you must have about this.
Mm-hmm.
You can let them know that you've researched the subject and that people who have this condition can recover. And you can certainly go to a doctor's appointment with the person to be supportive. All right?
You know, Margaret, I can't help but think about, you know, obviously not somebody in a psychotic state of delusion, but like, for example, you know, I've been doing comedy for many, many years.
Yes.
And so I've run an open mic for probably close to 20 years now. And a lot of times over the years, I will see people that are very interested or really want to get into stand-up comedy, and they're not funny off stage, they're not funny on stage,
mm-hmm.
and they really believe that they're going to become some famous comedian,
wow.
when reality is that that's extremely unlikely to happen.
Yeah.
Or that, and it'll go so far as, they'll go on stage, they'll do terrible, they won't get any laughs, people are bored out of their mind, and you could, I'm, as a host, I know what I'm watching,
yeah.
and yet they think, I had a great set, I'm doing good, and I want to start featuring, I want to start getting paid. And so you'll see a lot of things like that, where it seems like maybe people just have such so little going on in their life, or
exactly,
whatever,
that they need the delusion,
the fantasy.
Yeah, they need the fantasy. That's right. But I can see how that would mess up your life. You would constantly feel like you failed,
mm-hmm.
Feel unfairly treated, all of those things.
I mean, it would be delusional for me to think that I'm going to be a famous singer. Oh, I don't have the ability.
It would even be more delusional for me.
or a duet. We'll do a duet.
I got thrown out of the mandatory glee club.
That's a true story.
Yes, it is.
People are going to be like, what? Yeah, but so, you know, I know I could never be a singer. I don't have the potential. I don't have the skill. And yet, some people, in fact, I see this with breakups sometimes, is that the ex has this fantasy of how something is going to happen. Sometimes it's, I'm going to get into a new relationship with this new person.
Yeah. And it's going to be perfect.
And it's going to be perfect and amazing. And it's just not reasonable or realistic.
Not a reasonable expectation.
It's possible, but in many cases, that new relationship falls apart.
But you're not at a point where you can be confident about it happening yet.
Yeah.
No. But all of these things exist on a continuum.
Yeah.
And I think some people may have some minor delusions, but I gave you some fairly major ones, that can disrupt your entire life.
Yeah.
Okay. And cause great pain. And we'll remember that we use the term lightly. You know, so-and-so, you're delusional if you think the oil prices are coming down.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. And we're not really talking about the clinical term delusional. But if we are, and it certainly can come up in a relationship, it's serious business.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
But there seems to be like the continuum, like you were saying.
Yes.
Like, there are some small things that people might really believe. They have this fantasy that they're going to be successful at something that they just have no skill in.
Right.
And yet they're kind of thinking about it all the time, maybe obsessing about it all the time. You know what I mean? It's interesting how people do that.
I would want to know why it's necessary. Why they would have an unrealistic belief and why they would need that to make themselves feel decent most of the time.
Yeah.
Because, you know, most symptoms in some weird way have a protective function. Symptoms have meaning, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And in some way, most symptoms are protecting us in some way or another. Not in a way that really works, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting stuff.
Okay.
So let us know if you like this one. Leave a comment. Let us know if you've seen any delusions from your ex, whether they be a clinical one or just something unreasonable.
Well, let us know if you think we're delusional.
All right. So hopefully you enjoyed the video. Of course, if you want to get our help personally, just go to my website, askcraig.net. I do email coaching and I do Skype. And of course, Margaret does Skype coaching as well.
Yes, and I listen to the aliens when they tell me things about people.
Mm.
If you feel I can be helpful, please sign up.
Just click on Margaret on the top of the website to do that. But that's it for this video. I'm Coach Craig Kenneth.
I'm Coach Margaret.
And we will talk with you soon. To get my help personally, go to askcraig.net and click on Schedule Coaching and choose the option that works best for you. I do email coaching or Skype. To schedule a coaching with Margaret, click on Margaret on the top of the page and order a Skype with her. For the Knowledge Creative Healing course, click on the link at the top of the page and click Get Started Now.